There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Before anything else happens, I do need to go back to the news story, and I'll get reaction from my friend here in a second, that you just heard. National news. The trend now is walking backwards. Walking backwards can add benefits, they say. Done with walking forward, now you should walk backwards. Moonwalk was always backwards, right, for us children of the 80s. I think this is put on by big orthopedic. I think that's what it is. And they're talking about, like, older people. We don't need older, like, we're already worried enough on older folks walking forward. We don't need people walking backwards and then falling down, unless you're in the orthopedic business. You know, maybe that's where this came from. With all that, I bring on to the show my friend and yours. You read his work at the Tennessean, listen to his music with Wasted Bacon, watch his film, The Ballad of Davy Crockett, and you hear his commentary on Bama football a lot more on this show. Cameron Smith, walking backwards. Would you encourage that?
Yeah, brother. With my boys, what we do is reverse bear crawl. To really, you know, maximize coordination and punish poor decisions. So, I mean, if it's just walking backwards, I mean, you need to level up and do the reverse bear crawl.
Okay, listen, but they'll say, you know, this is good for, you know, people in their midlife and later trying to get. No. If any of us that have older relatives here, just walking forward is the challenge. I do not need people walking backwards, not looking what they're doing. I'm telling you that it had to be the orthopedic industry that said, hey, I got an idea. Business is down a little bit, dude. Hey, what if we told everybody they should start walking backwards?
I am increasingly convinced that the healthcare industrial complex, that the academics and universities, they just get bored. And they're like, you know what? How about we say, like, drinking a bottle of red wine is really good for you? And then walking backwards. But if you walk forwards, it's really not great. Like, why don't we try that and just see what happens?
I don't know if you checked out. I think we're now on the red wine is bad for you.
It's
bad now. It was good, and now it's bad, and now it's bad, and now it's good. Now it's bad again or good?
Yeah, they tried the moderation thing, and nobody was very moderate. And so then they were like, well, actually, the truth is even a little bit's bad for you, so it's all bad now. And I really think the reality here is that we are the experiment, and such is life.
Everything in moderation, including moderation. All right, start off here with the peace deal struck between Israel and Hamas. This is... I did this for the other day. I can talk about the things I worry that might happen, but for right now, I'm going to celebrate this. It's an amazing thing. And kind of the undercurrent here, you and I haven't got to talk about it off air or anything, but I wonder if truly this is, you know, they're saying the, what was the Time cover said the president that Israel needed more than ever or what. I think there's some truth to it that because he's not a doctrinaire, right? Some of the things that bother me on decisions Trump makes. He's a populist, non-doctrinaire. I don't think it gave him an advantage in this negotiation that somebody came from a more solid, concrete view of the world wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. And I think it's really important for those of us who say that we call balls and strikes. On this one, I think this is a home run.
It's great.
I've been reading the accounts of folks. There was actually a husband-wife combo that were both abducted, separated, held as hostages, and then reunited. And I'm like, wow, man. I mean, just the human triumph of when you understand this region of the world, I mean, these are deep, deep-seated animosities here. The idea that peace means the opposing sides have any less vitriol is ridiculous. But the fact that Trump has been able, because he's a kind of a punch you in the mouth type of guy, to get this, to get these hostages released, that alone to me is just a massive accomplishment, because the hostages, the remains of the hostages were basically a open wound that was causing more and more violence. And to have that start to happen, you know, I understand there's some complexities here. They're trying to find the bodies.
Yeah, they're giving them bodies that aren't the bodies. So like, right. Hey, just send them a body. They'll be good.
The fact that a lot of people are making it home who were in this awful situation is a huge feather in the cap of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It is a major win. And I think now we really need to say, okay, well, what does this mean for stability? And I need the legacy media to stop saying, highlighting the fragility of the situation. Every CNN, MSNBC, anything, they're like, hey, good job here, but it's super fragile and we have a problem. Stop it. Just stop it. We know it's fragile. It's the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Let's focus on the positive here. You know, really get these stories of reunited families, of families finally being able to mourn and grieve front and center. And, you know, let's pray that we can come up with a solution here that results in less death, because that's what we need.
No, 100% agree. You know, I wonder in this, I go back to my non-doctrinaire view of it, meaning that, and I don't have, you know, we have some of the points out here, but I don't know how the deal was done, but it would strike me somebody like President Trump would be more like, hey, listen, you're not getting everything you want, Israel, you know, which would be verboten for many to say on the right, like, hey, Israel, you need to chill out over here. They're going to get some concessions. Hey, Hamas, shut up. You don't have a leg to stand on. You're going to get something out of this thing if you'll just be quiet. You know, I'm going to bring in, you know, partner countries here from the region. I'll give you a little bit of this. You'll get a little bit of business over there. Where, like, some straight doctrinaire would say, well, no, Hamas is and the Palestinians are going to lose this, and Israel gets 100%, and then you never got a deal done. This seems like there was some wheeling and dealing, which is what has not happened before.
Yeah, because the ideologues keep causing the fighting.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
The ideologues are saying, I will not compromise at all. It must be a single state solution. It must be a two state solution. It must be whatever. What I'm seeing is Trump said, what's the overarching goal here? It's stability in the region. And so bringing stakeholders to the table, realizing that, you know, Israel is not going to like everything. Hamas, they're done. They are done as a political force in Gaza. He was very emphatic today about they will disarm or we will disarm them, which was a little concerning.
Yeah, of course.
A lot like boots on the ground.
Well, I mean, but we do. We have, what, 200, you know, and Vice President Vance the other day said, well, they're not going to be doing anything, but you know how I'm the, whether y'all call me the isolationist or whatever. I worry when our troops are somewhere and that kind of language. I get what Trump's saying. You got to enforce this thing. You cannot be weak at this point. But yeah, I heard that and I was like, let's not please involve any Americans in this.
Yeah, well, I mean, guess who else Hamas hates? Americans.
That's
I
us. Mean,
and so the idea that these troops are not going to be targets themselves, I mean, my major concern, secondary to getting the hostages and the remains back, is if we have U.S. troops on the ground trying to facilitate a peaceful resolution here and Hamas targets those soldiers, then I don't see how we don't get pulled into a regional conflict. But going after Hamas, we've seen this time and again. This is not easy. They know that environment like the back of their hand. You know, even the IDF doesn't. And
sure.
So, you know, much less American troops. And it puts them in harm's way. I don't like it. But my question is, are UN peacekeepers going to do a better job here? Is Hamas going to respect them anymore? I don't think so.
No, I get the idea. How about MBS? You know, They got the Saudis. I mean, they got money for everything, comedy festivals and everything. How about they send some Saudi troops in there? You do that, and let it be Saudi troops doing it. They're the big regional player. They want to show this. They're going to be, you know, friendlier to the you know, the idea of the Palestinian. Let Saudi troops do it. Come on, guys, vote up.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know the reason that we don't do that is Americans like to control the situation.
I don't want to control this one. I want to have no part of what goes on from the outside. I don't want any of our people inside Gaza trying to make, you know, Hamas quit, you know, killing the people they saw as traitors, and then whatever other group of Palestinians tries to take it. Now, let the Saudis do that. We'll just sit back in Israel. Our troops can watch them, give some advice and stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I don't want American troops as targets in the Gaza Strip. I don't think that that's a beneficial thing for America. I don't think we have a specific interest there. I do think that we are going to see some level of involvement here to try to facilitate this transition because, you know, Trump's already taken the victory lap. He's already said, hey, this is happening. This is the thing.
And it's a hell of a thing. He likes victory laps and sometimes like, this one, you need more victory laps, Trump. You did great.
Yeah. Challenge is now he's vested in not having this thing completely fall apart. And so I think that he's personally engaged. He's personally saying, okay, let's see how this goes. And I think that does mean that we are going to have some level of American involvement, even if there are other parties at the table.
Okay. As we wind this down, I will say this. There's a monumental chance at peace here in the Middle East. I don't see that here stateside coming up on Saturday because we know I am a doctrinaire here that they are low down. They're dirty. There's some snitches. It's the third Saturday in October, my friend.
Yeah, that inside of the pumpkin puke orange is just a bit much. And, this is my favorite time of the year. And I live for this. And being up here in Tennessee, I am excited about this one because, man, they're feeling good. They're feeling lucky. And I'd love to run over him like a tank.
I'd love to ruin that. Oh, my gosh. If Dalton's listening out there, yeah. But he's already, although he jinxed us, he said, I don't think we're going to win. I don't like to hear that out of Tennessee fans.
No, rat poison. Don't take that rat poison. And I just, you know, I want hypal tears. That's what I'm going for. Those are like
They're delicious. Tears. They're delicious tears. I love them.
I want his sad face without a chin to be, I mean, it's just, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for that.
This is a balanced conversation about Alabama and Tennessee. No, it's not. All right. People want to reach out to you, continue this conversation and others online, or check out all your creative talents from writing to music and everything. How do they find all your stuff?
The best way is just to go to @DCameronSmith on the X machine. And, hey, I know that Auburn does have a football team, and I think they should give Hugh Freeze an extension. Well, I just want to let him know that.
By the way, I have a Hugh Freeze. I'll have to send it to you, DM you later. I have a Hugh Freeze clip I'm going to play on the show later this hour about skipping rocks and making ripples on the water, and that's the technique he has Auburn going into the game with.
Love it.
There we go. All right, brother, be good. We'll talk soon. All right, there goes Cameron Smith, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:23, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. We'll go to the text line here in a second. This segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Jeff Stone at Stone Arms, veteran-owned company. Get Jeff to come talk to us next month. And keep those emails coming. I heard Dan and Dalton talk about this morning when our buddy Patrick Jump, Marine veteran, was in talking about the event they have coming up with the GWAT Wall of Remembrance. But the email here, Sean, S-E-A-N, and I know a lot of people have, thank goodness, caught some of these on the text line. Please send it to the email because there are so many of us that use that text line. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a day of text. So email Sean, spelled the fast way, S-E-A-N at fmtalk1065.com. If you're a local veteran, I'd love to talk to you. Send me an email. Give me your info, and I'll get back to you on email. We'll set something up. Or if you know someone friend, family member, somebody that I need to talk to next month, because it's Veterans Month all month long. We do these interviews with local veterans. Give me their name and contact info and give them a holler. Tell them I'll be contacting them. But send that email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. All right, speaking of Stone Arms, too, I put a video up on social media, and maybe we'll share it on one of the station Facebook page, maybe the one for the outdoor show. So another veteran, a buddy of mine, Logan Copeland, has been teaching me long-range shooting. You know, there's the long-range shooting we did growing up, just the hold over and do this, you know. This is the real deal, long-range shooting. And in doing that, I running a caliber that's not the average, you know, you don't get the don't get ammo behind the counter at the parts house for this rifle. Having someone like Jeff and the folks at Stone Arms right here who can get you custom ammo, we've talked about them for getting suppressors, gunsmithing, all that, but just a place where you can go in and say, man, I know I need, you know, two lots of this, you know, I need 140 grains, or I need some 155 grains. I need this from the same batch. I need this from, and the people don't look at you like a deer in the headlights. They go, okay, yeah, I'll get those for you. We'll have them there. You know, either they have them in stock or they'll have them to you the next day or two. It's just, it is real delight. So shooters out there, the place to go, the people that know what you're talking about are at Stone Arms. Find them easily online, stonearmsinc.com, but you can go find them in person. That's the most fun. They are just west of Snowon Airport, about a quarter mile west of Snowon Airport on the south side. Stone Arms, go check them out today. All right, a couple texts here to get to. Oh, my gosh, there's a bunch here. Let's see. Get caught up here. Is that for me? Heywood, quick airport driver's rant. I like this stuff. All right. U-turn at the Azalea intersection. They could not quite execute while MPD is looking at him. Next light to 65. Cheech is on one side, Chong on the other. The best was exiting from 65 onto Bel Air. Three drivers had a brain lock, almost got T-boned. Incredulous. Rant over. Heywood, we experienced the same things, man. Like, I could do my first half hour of every show with what I see there. What you just witnessed abuses me because I've seen it. It doesn't surprise me, though. Kana says, jogging backwards is a common exercise in prison. Seriously. Listen, and Steve says, walking backwards is good for cognitive purposes. It's also good for knee pain, especially on an incline. Listen, I get the ideas they're talking about here, but I don't want to encourage people that are older. I want them walking forward. I need them moving. I need my older relatives moving. Okay, getting moving. Let's not mix it up with the backwards walking here. Retired text in, he said, I walk backwards for my knees. I do bear crawls too at the gym. You need to watch cameras. If you go watch his social media stuff on Facebook, so his boys, the Beast, which I love those kids, they were just down here at the South Baldwin, and they turned them all loose flounder fishing at a little lagoon, and they did good. But he does. He puts them into like world. I mean, because you got that many boys, you got to get rid of energy. And he does like regular exercises, weightlifting. But remember the stuff that used to come on ESPN, the World's Strongest Man competition, where they'd be like, and now they're going to lift a tire, you know, a giant tire. And now they're going to pull an airplane with their, you know, with their teeth. He sets these things up for those boys to wear them out. And I am way impressed. All right. Billy D said, let's see. Says, yeah, when I talk to Paul this afternoon, if he doesn't bring it up, you could absolutely believe that I will. What an idiot. Skipping rocks, I mean, that's what they need to do. Do they need to go back to an Andy Griffin show? Okay, we're going to play that clip here after the news. It's, do I have time? I might be able to play part of it. Okay, what we're talking about here is a clip. It was on Auburn Sports today. And it's Coach Freeze that I would imagine is on the hot seat right now. And he was talking, you know, about the game and what he's going to do looking forward to this weekend. Okay, let's run that cut. We'll run as much as we can. Here we go.
And so, you know, I approached today just like always. I taught our theme on the ripple effect this week and taught them about skipping rocks. Some have never done that. And they had no clue. Do you take a flat rock or, they don't understand the ripple effect. Yeah. And
okay, well, I could just leave it right there. So the ripple effect is what they're going to run. I guess that's the new, what was it when I was a kid? Be the hammer, not the nail. Remember we had that? Anybody who played with me back then, remember those stickers you got? The ripple effect. But to hear Coach Freeze say, there's players on the team that don't understand ripples or have never skipped a rock before or understand about skipping rocks? Billy Dee, I don't know. I mean, I'm still incredulous. All right, coming back, Erica Thomas joins us, I think. Got a lot to talk about with her. Hour number two, Mayor-elect of Mobile, Spiro Chiragatis, is going to join us as well. All coming up right here, Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Check in right now with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And we're talking during the news break here, and she scared me because she... Responsible people do this stuff, but I'm not that person. You were talking about Christmas gifts. People are already looking for Christmas gifts, and y'all already have some in stock.
Oh, yeah. We have our Christmas rounds, which are 1 ounce of fine silver. They come in like a round or a bar shape, which is like a rectangle. And they have Christmas themes, so they're engravable, so you can personalize it on the back. You can also hang it up as an ornament on a Christmas tree. We have plenty of jewelry in stock, gold backs. You know, we have pop culture coins, so like Star Wars, different type of superheroes, Batman, things like that.
Do you have, what are we, I know you have some, but you had some new shipments in, Opinel knives that people have listened to us for a long time know that that's like one of my favorite things and one of my favorite things to give as a gift, whether it's an individual knife or a set. You had gotten, like, there were some ladies' knives in, some different colors in. Give us an idea on, like, the sets. Because individual knives are a great gift, but if you're going to give, like, housewarming gifts or Christmas gifts, y'all got these, like, have multiple knives or tools in one kit.
There's, kitchen set knives. So anybody that does any cutlery or cooking and things. And then we have a gardening set. There's a grill set for somebody that loves to grill outdoors. It's a really, you know, fancy grill set because I've only seen, you know, what they have at Walmart.
Right, yeah. This stuff is like, this company's been around forever. They make, if you're going to give a knife or something like that, you want it to be quality. If you're giving something as a gift, and it's that. Their stuff's all great. All the stuff I own from them is great.
Yes, it's quality things they've been making. The company's been around since like late 1800s. I think 1890. Don't hold that against me, but I think it was late 1800s. And it's a French-made company, and they've been doing it for a long time, good quality. And I believe if their knife ever breaks or something like that or defaulty, they'll replace it at no cost.
Yeah, it's great stuff, y'all. So tell folks how to come down there and check out the gift items. How do they find you?
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. You can also find us on Facebook, on our website, mobilebaycoins.com, or you can call me here at the shop. Phone number is 725-1590.
Hey, thanks, Anna.
You're welcome.
All right, there goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. We'll get to Erica Thomas is going to join us 1 second. There are a lot of texts, but I'm going to read Tim's here. It said, Sean, I know all about skipping rocks and ripples, but what the hell does that have to do with football? That's, like I said, I don't think I've ever played a clip from Auburn Sports Today on this show, but when I heard it this morning, listening to Dana Dalton at, you know, 7 o'clock hour, they played it, and I heard this. I said, well, this is going to have to be part of the show. This is what Hugh Freeze has decided is the plan. Once again, let's just a couple seconds here.
You know, I approached today just like always. I taught our theme on the ripple effect this week and taught them about skipping rocks. Some have never done that. And they had no clue. Do you take a flat rock or, they don't understand the ripple effect. Yeah. And
okay, so I just worry that the players don't understand skipping a rock and ripples. I'll leave it at that. Now, without further ado, it's Erica Thomas, as you know her. I know her as Erica T. News, joining us now from 1819 News. Yo, Erica T. News.
Howdy, Sean. How's it going?
Good. Ripple effect.
Yeah, there shouldn't be one, really. I mean,
there's,
if you're good at skipping rocks.
There's but he's going to take the players to, I guess it's 2025, things have changed, but hey, guys, I'm going to show you something. Wow, look at that. It's a rock skipping across. Have we lost our way? I mean, you're much younger than me, but you come from kind of roots. Like, were there people that you grew up with that didn't understand the concept of skipping a rock?
No, and I think I was just born with that intelligence, you know?
Even if they're not big rock skippers.
It was like innate.
Yes.
You know?
Even if it's not something they do a lot, you'd have to say, oh, yeah, well, I know that's a thing. Not
right.
Coach Freeze showed us something about skipping rocks. It's amazing. Oh my gosh!
He,
all right,
he just hadn't listened to enough country songs.
Okay? I don't listen. I mean, I listen to a good bit of country songs, but even if I didn't have country songs around, I mean, there's rocks and there's ponds, and you skipped rocks.
There's outside.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outside, actually. It's crazy.
100% outside. That is my childhood, for sure. All right. A lot to talk about with you here. I think it was Monday, then the president posthumously awarded honors to Charlie Kirk, and still outpourings coming out for Charlie Kirk. His 32nd birthday would have been, I guess, was it Monday or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, today is Wednesday, so yeah. It was Tuesday, and all that stuff happened. It was amazing, and I was very happy. I did get to go to the celebration yesterday in Baldwin County.
What was turnout like there?
I would say it was over 1,000 people.
I mean, it
was a huge crowd. It wasn't quite as big as the candlelight vigil they had following Charlie Kirk's assassination, but it was probably about half of that. And I mean, just people as far as you could see, really, at Heritage Park in Foley. Now, it wasn't like a standing room only situation. It was very comfortable. But thankfully, the Foley Police Department was there. They were surrounding the perimeter, making sure everyone was safe. I know there was at least one person removed just as a precaution. And as far as what I've heard, this person was there with a firearm, but he was just a Second Amendment person, definitely not a threat, but he was kind of
like an open carry.
Yes.
Okay. Because people say, well, they got the right to do it. Yeah. But sometimes it's like, that's why concealed carry is good, because you don't make anybody nervous.
Right. Right. And he didn't have to leave. You know, he understood, I'm sure, why that would make people uncomfortable at a birthday party for a dude that was just shot. And you can't tell these days who's who. I mean, well, most of the time you can kind of tell if somebody's left or right on the political spectrum by looking at them, but not all the time. You never know. So they just wanted to take extra precautions and be safe and let people feel comfortable, because last night was about being comfortable. Last night was about worshiping the Lord. And it wasn't really about Charlie Kirk. It was about thanking God for Charlie Kirk. And for, you know, him being a faithful servant and being a voice for Christians. But it was really, really about praising God and just thanking him for all of our blessings and for his freedom. Because that's what Charlie Kirk stood for, was freedom. And so you would see just this red sea of freedom shirts, you know, that people purchased in honor of him. And the people bought those shirts from American Legacy Company, which was that mobile store that started, and it was known as the Trump store during the election last year. Right. Well, now they have a brick and mortar, and it's called American Legacy Co. Well, they sold these shirts under what they call their Freedom Line, and all of the money that was raised, every bit of the proceeds went to the local Turning Point chapter.
Very good. And I hope, yeah, positive stories like this are good. They balance some of the stuff that kind of sneaks into my social media,
yeah,
the infighting going on. And I said this right away after the death of Charlie Kirk, and how I said, y'all, it's not just the message, it was the messenger. He's a very special messenger, the way he did things. Because the things Charlie Kirk talked about were not unique to Charlie Kirk, you know.
Yeah.
But to watch... And I don't know how much of it's overinflated, because I don't live in that world that much. But this infighting on who's going to be the next, I'm the next Charlie Kirk. Well, let the market decide. Have you seen some of that stuff? Like people are like, I'd take the mantle. I'm like, well, let people decide it on their own.
I saw that way too soon after
it's pretty tacky.
Charlie Kirk, like before he was even buried, people were like, oh, I'll do this. And I get what they were trying to do. They're trying to continue his legacy and do what he would do.
Then just do it and don't say I'm the new leader. Just do the thing and do good at it. Then people will go, oh, wow, that person's really doing a good job carrying on. Then I will, you know, pay attention to them more. Instead of saying I'm now that person. I don't know.
I agree 100% because, yeah, I mean, it was just cringy, and as the kids would say.
Yeah, it is cringy. That's for sure.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. I mean, that's a good, and you're just like, stop, you know. Stop and take a breather before you just start trying to take somebody's place. But I think it just kind of proves how inspirational Charlie Kirk was. And really, I wasn't a huge Charlie Kirk follower because, you know, when I was in college, which that was his demographic, he was like 8 years old. So,
right.
He was like after my time, but I did know who he was, obviously, to watch some of his videos. I agree with a lot of stuff he said. I didn't agree with everything he said. But I thought he was very eloquent. I mean, he could speak better than I can. I'm trying to get a point across here and can't even do it on the radio. But he could just talk and, you know, spit out facts. Like, he was just really, really talented with that. And I think that he inspired so many people and fired up so many people for that cause and for that purpose, that's why you saw that, because there's so many people that just want to keep going in his name.
Well, they're seeing a turnout like that, though, that tells me there's still that wave is moving. All right, I've got to ask you about this one here, and this is not a Mobile story. You and I usually talk about a Mobile Baldwin County story, but you write about stories throughout the state for 1819 News. This is, you know, optics mean a lot. People are like, well, it shouldn't matter, but it does matter. Optics do matter, and y'all can go look at the story on the website, see the picture with it. This is from Birmingham. It says, internal review underway after Birmingham officer asleep at the wheel caught on camera. Now, they weren't driving, but they were having a snooze there while they were parked.
Right.
This is not a good look for, especially Birmingham. It's having some real issues here.
Not a good look, and this was a police officer. It's clearly a photo of him all the way asleep. In his police cruiser with his, you know, his uniform on. And I think this is the message here. There needs to be a policy change. And Birmingham police, they work really hard. So basically, somebody snapped this photo. This got put on Facebook. It was shared like 1,000 times by now. Let me see. I'm going to look right now and see how many shares it has.
Like I said, it doesn't mean that's not a good officer. They might be a good officer. I don't know, but the optics of this suck.
Right. So it has 974 shares. Went crazy. People were just bashing this guy. Well, Birmingham police came out and they were like, hey, he was off duty. Wasn't even working. He had just gotten off of his shift. And, you know, he had to take a nap. And I could see it. You know, maybe he worked all night and he was exhausted because these guys are on like 12-hour shifts.
Right. It may not be fair. That's what I was getting at when I said it may not be fair. There may be a bunch of reasons. It's just in today's world, you say, well, it's not fair. Well, it's not fair. You got to go where nobody can take a picture of you there. I mean,
right. And that's the thing. It's sad that this happened. I feel really bad for this officer, but they said they're doing an internal review, and I did not see them like firing this guy or actually getting onto him, but I do see them making a policy change. You know, you cannot sleep in your car. You like if you're that sleepy, let us know. We'll get you a hotel room. You know, go in an office, find somewhere else to sleep. Do not sleep in the car in the middle of, and a lot of people mention this, the most dangerous city in Alabama.
Yeah. Kind of not good situational awareness for the officer either.
No, I mean, and actually I've been a part of some law enforcement training where this is one of the things that they say. There's like a video actually of this police officer like in the 70s that was asleep in his car and he got shot in the neck because he was asleep like that in his car.
Scary.
And yeah, it's used in training, like nationwide. They use that as an example of what not to do and why. Because anytime you're in your police car, you're in your uniform, you have to be very aware of your surroundings. I mean, there's people that if they see you, they think you see them, and they think that you think that they did something wrong. So they right. can act very, you know, very erratic and very just in defense of themselves, you know. I mean, really scary things can happen. So it's definitely probably going to lead to some type of policy change, or maybe there's already that policy and it's not being enforced heavily. I guarantee you they are going to respond now, because the Birmingham Police Department has really come in and started cleaning up things and changing things in the past several months, maybe a year, because of all the high crime issues that they've had. And so I just have a feeling this is going to be handled.
There you go. Read that story and a whole lot more from Erica over. Where would they go, Erica, to find these stories?
Well, you can go to 1819news.com and please check out our exclusive content. Subscribe. You can also find me on Erica T News on, it's not called Twitter anymore. It's called
X. Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, but we still respond to Twitter. I say both, interchangeable.
Yeah.
Okay, deal. Sweet. Have a good weekend.
God bless.
There she goes. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:54 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Heads up to talk about this yesterday, talking with my buddy Forrest at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. If you've been thinking about another engine, a new engine, or the engine for a boat you're about to get, Yamaha making deals this month. October is pretty special here. Number one, you get money off. Number two, you're upping your warranty. For example, right now, you can get up to 7 years of coverage protection. So you get up to 5 years of Yamaha limited warranty with an additional protection of 2 more years of Yamaha extended service. And you can get that right now on eligible models. I think they're from 30 horsepower to 350 horsepower. You can get that deal. Also, they're doing $500 in dealer credit on specific engines here from, I think this would be 150 to 450 horsepower. And the thing I took advantage of the other day, finally getting a first four-stroke for the little boat ever, getting a Yamaha 15 horsepower. Right now, $500 back when you do that. 15 to 20 horsepower Yamaha is $500 back. You could use it on all kind of stuff here. Dealer credit. It's $700 for 25 horsepowers, and 2.5 to 9.9 is $300. So the deal is going on this month right there at Blue Water Yacht Sales and Service. They're online, bluewateryachtsales.net. Or just see them in person. They're right there on the East I-65 Service Road here in Mobile or at Orange Beach Marina. All right, let's see. More discussion about skipping rocks. Okay. let's see. Unnamed texter here. No, it's Charlie. Said, if we think about it, Charlie Kirk opened the door to a conversation to kids that thought the only way to communicate was texting, that we get negative responses instead of the art of debate, understanding you can agree to disagree. Thank you. Well, there you go. What I was talking to Erica about, I guess I saw some of this yesterday that brought it back up. I guess tacky is the word. I don't use that word a lot, but it's like, y'all chill out. Just do the thing, be good at the thing, and then the people will go, oh, you do carry the message. You, instead of saying, well, I'm now taking over the legacy. I'm now, don't do that. Have some decorum, or I don't know. All right. Before we go to the news break, you come back, a lot to do. And like I said, Mayor-elect Spiro Chiarigotis is going to join us next hour. Alabama political reporter had a story. I know the guys talked about it this morning. It was one of the three big things. And I'll tell you, Alabama political reporter, I'll read the story to you because I know the facts. So if they veer off them, I could correct it. And it looks like this one, they kind of got right. Says, late last week, the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board approved several rules related to House Bill 445. That was the one that was moved through here that, you know, put people out of business that were legitimate businesses in Alabama. Said the new Alabama law restricting the sale and use of consumable THC and hemp products in the state. New rules were originally proposed by the ABC board in August before being subject to a public comment period. Now, do you remember that when the laws went into effect? And we talked to people in law enforcement and said that they didn't even know the laws that they would have to enforce. Not a good look. Says, while some of those rules will now be implemented in the original form, others were revised by the board to be less burdensome for retailers. Well, thank goodness. Said, in particular, two of the more stringent requirements initially proposed by the ABC board were removed from the final slate of rules. The board originally sought to outlaw the sale of hemp-infused beverages. This is, I talk about this stuff all the time. Deal with the core issue. Either you're okay with it or not okay with it. Because what we do here is you kind of, you're halfway in. Said, okay, we can do these hemp-infused beverages, but you can't have a pop top or a pull tab on them. Well, come on. So they've done away with that. So they can now have pop tops. That was, you could do it, but you can't have, what, does it need to be a Rubik's Cube to open it or something like that? The board also walked back a proposal that would require retailers to store hemp beverages in a locked case only accessible by employees. You have to go get the key to get it. So this whole thing's been a disaster. But it's Alabama.